Why cannot the ear be closed to its own destruction, or the glistening eye to the poison of a smile? Why are eyelids stored with arrows ready drawn, where a thousand fighting men in ambush lie? Or an eye of gifts and graces, showering fruits and coined gold? Why a tongue impressed with honey from every wind? Why an ear, a whirlpool, fierce to draw creations? Why a nostril wide, inhaling terror, trembling in the fright? Why a tender curl upon the youthful burning boy? Why a little curtain of flesh on the bed of our desire?
Little curtain of flesh